This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the morning after the night before, and I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida. Now, the great radio stations we are broadcasting all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And thanks so much for all of you being aboard the network. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, keeping us rolling along, keeping the country burning full bright, thank you so very much. That includes the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there doing their great job that they're doing, as well as Felix and the bulk mail haulers for the U.S. Postal Service, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people, as well as the airhouse Amazon drivers out there, too. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for listening to the program. And you can follow us on Facebook. You can go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on the Truth Social website. And we're on Twitter. And don't forget, our handle to find us over there is Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, America, all lowercase. Now, our website happens to be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and check us out. All right, Denise, let's see here. Let me go over here. Where are we? There we are. We've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on the phone line. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And by the way, we also remind everybody that we sort out those two words from the pledge, under God, and put them up there for everyone to see, because we are a Judeo-Christian nation. That's what our country was founded on many, many moons ago. Okay, let's talk about Michigan for a minute. What happened to the governor up there, Whitmer?
Well, she sailed to victory, you know, and that's I think, Captain, it's just a commentary on this, you know, the state of affairs in Michigan. And certainly, and here we go, you know, because we were hearing so much about abortion, stuff like this from various Democrat candidates, Democrat, campaign officials and so forth. And it looks like that might have been a real turning point for the state of Michigan.
Well, that's probably true from what I've been hearing and understand. By the way, the newly elected Myra Flores, who was just starting her to get into her first term as congresswoman, was beaten by the former congressman in that same district on Sunday. So she's barely got her feet wet, and now she's back out on the street.
Well, that's right. Myra Flores tweeted out earlier, the red wave did not happen, she said. Republicans and independents stayed home. Don't complain about the results if you did not do your part. And, of course, from her perspective, there is no red wave. But in many respects, there has been a red wave, maybe not to the degree that was evident in some of the polling that went on. But still, Captain, having the having what's going on in the House of Representatives right now, that's very significant.
Yeah, and the red wave did stay home in that part of Texas. I think they were all excited to begin with to vote for somebody or something different. I'm not sure why they went back the other way, because they are gaining nothing in doing so.
Well, no, but of course, overall in Texas as well, you have Governor Greg Abbott, who had said, basically he said that people that would come up to him throughout the campaign trail and so forth, they'd say, keep Texas, Texas. So that's, I think, your, the overall feeling in Texas is just that.
Keep it the Texas to Texas.
That's right. Well, that's right. And, of course, being a border state and having so much to do with very controversial Biden administration policies, you know, it's still very, very front and center. And one of the other things, too, Captain, is that we've seen a lot of turnout in this election. And the phrase we heard all through the day was presidential level in many cases of turnout. So the voters are very motivated in this. But it remains to be seen, of course, just exactly what the makeup is going to be like. But the Republicans are being given a grand opportunity here. And Kevin McCarthy, of course, speaking earlier, saying it was a foregone conclusion that they would take back the House.
Are you ready for this? Sarah Palin ran for Congress in Alaska. You knew that, right?
Right.
She got beat.
Well, that's very interesting. It was, you know, that we weren't hearing
double
a lot
digit defeats, a double digit defeat.
Yeah, that's very significant.
Yes,
very
it is. Yeah. So that's twice she's tried this and still hasn't worked.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren too. So don't go anywhere. We got more to talk about here. And I shall return, as they say in the business. So stay low, but hold your head up high. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I would like to let everybody know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Now, MyPillow is something that I've had for a number of years, and I'm working on my second pillow right now. I've taken my first pillow he gave me, and it holds its shape, and I'm using it to put underneath my foot when I spend time at home so I can get it up elevated a little bit higher in the air. My doctor last week told me that that would be a good idea, so there you go. But that being said, it makes a great elevation device, put it on a chair or whatnot, which is what I've been doing. But he's also right now pushing his brand new 6-piece towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing the soft feel that you look for in a towel. Now, the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN and save yourself $50. Now, remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you got to do is call 800-641-5459 for more information. Now, don't forget, MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll get the insanely low price of $39.98 for the 6-piece towel set. And you'll always find deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too, at MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, and don't forget you can call them at 800-641-5459 for more information. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go over there and see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Nelson from Jasper, North Florida.
Oh, no. What's up?
Well, I'm trying to find out who my congressman is.
I don't know.
I live in the 2nd Congressional District in Florida, which is the Tallahassee area, and there were two incumbents. The way the reapportionment worked, the two congressmen were put into one district, and I'm trying to find out which one of the congressmen won and which one lost. 2nd Congressional District. You don't have that?
I had it. Let's see what I did with it.
Okay, Al Lawson was the Democrat, and a man by the name of, and I forgot the Republican's name, but the Republican was really a good conservative, and but this Al Lawson had been my congressman for about 16 years.
I don't think Lawson won, but I can't find it here. I'm trying to find it. Because I got more windows open than you got pancakes.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah.
All right, Florida 2nd District, right? Florida CD 2 winner. See what I get.
Florida.
Yeah. Let's see what I get.
The interesting thing, I thought, was the fact that these two congressmen were running against each other for the same seat, and no one nationally, to my knowledge, has covered that and said, oh.
Well, Brian Mast got put in the 21st, and he won that one. That was the new district seat for him, so he got credit for that. Okay, let's see.
It looks like here, Captain, we've got Neil Dunn, I believe.
Neil Dunn? Neil
Dunn has defeated Al Lawson,
okay.
It looks like.
Praise the Lord.
59%, yeah.
They pass the ammunition.
Yeah, 59%. Look, I thank you guys for enlightening me, and I think the people up here ought to know that, as well as...
Well, we just told them, and you helped.
Well, this was a Democrat seat that, in effect, was picked up and won by the incumbent Republican congressman. Anyway, thank you much.
You're welcome, Nelson. Yeah, because that's another pickup, and I should have had that. Now, why didn't I get that? Because I got my little alarm thing set here. I don't know if I turned it off by accident or whatnot. Because on all these seats we were picking up, I'm supposed to get a little buzz.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I'm glad Nelson called in. But, yeah, it looks like Neil Dunn was able to handily defeat Al Lawson, the Democrat, in the Florida 2nd District.
Wait a minute. He said 2nd.
Right, 2nd Florida. Yeah, Florida 2nd.
Okay, well, the difference was he won by 20 points, right? Dunn?
Yeah, it was 59.8 to 40.2 so far with 95% of the votes in.
Okay, Republican won by 20 points. That's what this says. They must have rounded this up. Because I just now got it. 95% of the vote in.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And Kamek up there, Florida District 3, 26 points winner. And who's this, Dean? Is that Bean? District number 4, and then there's somebody in district number 5. No competition. They won automatically.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks like in the Florida 4th Congressional District, looks like, yes, Aaron Bean, B-E-A-N, Bean, has won with 60.5% of the vote to LaShonda L.J. Holloway, the Democrat, with 39.5%. 91% of the votes being tabulated so far.
Okay.
Well, so another runaway, yeah.
Those are all seats up in that general area, so Nelson and the neighbors up there can find out all the information about them right there, and they'll probably be hearing more with Scott James up there on his FM station in the morning. I imagine that he'll have more information about that.
Yeah, one would think, exactly. Yeah, and there's so many different things, aspects to all these different races, Captain. And Florida really is going to be, I think, really the genesis of where the GOP can start building for 2024 because of the success stories. Not only, of course, right at the...
We got it right again, Kyle, for the second election cycle in a row. We got it right. You don't hear anybody running around going, oh, voter fraud, you don't hear anybody doing that, okay? And one of the best things they did was when the DOJ wanted to come in here with their people and set them up in some of our districts, and they said, we want to go to Fort Lauderdale, we want to go to West Palm Beach, we want to go to Miami-Dade, and our attorney general, our state attorney general said, no. No, absolutely not. We don't want you in here. We handle our own election security.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, we continue to watch, especially in Georgia. We're getting close to 98% of the districts reporting, and you still got Warnock and Walker below 50% each one of them. So definitely heading to that.
There will be a runoff.
Right,
there will be a runoff. Yep. And again, I don't understand why the mainstream media is not reporting that there has to be a runoff. I keep watching the headlines from two or three different sources that say, oh, Warnock won. No, he didn't. Nobody's won yet.
Yeah, to some degree, maybe they're waiting, hoping against hope that it's going to pull out in the last possible, percentage point here, and then they can declare a victor.
By the way, Ron Johnson won up in Wisconsin.
That's right. I think the last thing some of the media want is a runoff in Georgia because, again, it'll point up the different issues.
All right, Laxalt in Nevada is down by about, looks like, 4 points.
Yes, exactly.
And the Republicans could gain a seat there if they can win that.
If possible, yes. Right now it looks like we still got about 55% of those precincts reporting, so there's still a little bit of ways to go.
Well, I think we had somebody tell us that those were probably the Las Vegas votes that came in early.
That we saw. Could very well be.
That yeah, gave, they gave well the... gave. Mastro the lead like that, so we'll just go with that and see what happens. But maybe by the end of the program we'll have all of this information. At least I'm hoping we will, because we're trying to keep track of what's going on and let the people know who won where. Now we do have those seats. Now, we're going to run out of time, so we'll have to mention after this break. But we do have those seats out west, in particular, that we are watching, and we're going to give you some numbers on those when we come back, aren't we?
That's exactly right, yes.
Yep, because we want the people to know there are some seats in play here, and we still have a chance of picking up one or two or maybe three, who knows. All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we hope that you are enjoying this wonderful evening, too. It's a great night to be an American, I'll tell you that much. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch is a-coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Most of the races of note are for Congress or the governor of a state, but the District of Columbia doesn't have senators or a governor. Mayor Muriel Bowser becomes the first D.C. mayor elected to a third term since Marion Barry won back in 1986. The expectation of Nevada is that numbers aren't going to change much in the coming hours when it comes to the Senate race. Arizona, however, still has numbers slowly trickling in overnight. Neither state seems to be a lock for either party at this point. We do know that Maggie Hassan has won Vermont, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer was re-elected in Michigan. Former President Donald Trump spoke from Mar-a-Lago and called the evening a success. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said...
Yeah. You betcha the captain sent you. HeroesMile.com. Yep, HeroesMile.com, the website. Go over there and check them out. They are a different kind of agency group that will work with the veterans and work with the first responders, too, and help them with what the problems are that they're having. Now, it doesn't all have to be about PTSD. It doesn't all have to be about TBI or alcohol or drugs or sexual abuse or any of that stuff. It can also be about your finances. Your finances are driving you wild, driving you nuts. You can't quite get it figured out. What do you do now? How do you get a plan in place? There's people there that will help you. Maybe you've got a problem with a job, trying to find a job or trying to keep a job. They can help you with that too. So guess what? Check them out online. Go to Heroes. Mile.com. That's HEROES, HeroesMile.com. Go over there and check it out, and you'll be glad you did. I'll tell you that much. Phone number 888-VET-NOW-2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2, HeroesMile.com. HeroesMile.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics Good morning there, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go over here. Morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Hey, look, I'd like to just mention this. I don't hear any Republicans talking about it. You know, Captain, I have not heard one Republican address this concern. Now, for months, the Democrat students on woke HBCUs, college and university campuses, have been conducting registration drives. Big time. I've been watching it. Young woke students pumped out the vote all across America for the Democrats. I can guarantee you, if you check it, you will see that Democrat students at these woke universities and HBCUs and college campuses pumped out the vote for the Democrats. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've actually seen that, Kyle, not just on the campuses either, but around town, different places where they've been set up. As a matter of fact, they had, I have a place where I take my car to get it washed. They had a table and a tent, and they were right there by the car wash signing up people a little while ago to make sure they were registered to vote, and hand them out all the brochures for the Democrats.
Well, again, that's part of the ground game, basically. Mm-hmm. And something Elliot mentioned, Captain, about woke. Well, your Governor DeSantis, as well, mentioned that term very specifically in his victory speech. And he said that woke, that Florida, basically, was where woke went to die.
Yeah.
So, and he really took it on in that speech. And this, again, is going to be part of those clear choices in the next election cycle. And so people are going to have to make a decision if they want to be woke or if they want to be able to make sure that they can provide for their family, et cetera. And even in entertainment, we see that nowadays if you get woke, you go broke. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that's in play, I think, still.
Now, did you find what I asked you to check up there or no?
Well, we did find we're looking at some of these different races out west, for example.
Yeah.
We're looking in Oregon right now, especially let's take a look at the governor's race there in Oregon. We still see Tina Kotek with about 46.1%, Christine Drazen at 44.4%. There is a third-party candidate in there as well.
Oh, time out. Hold. 62% of the vote in. Senate race, Nevada, 0.8 of a point is separating Laxalt and Mastro right now. He just pulled almost even with her.
These are those times when you get a lot more votes that come in, and then all of a sudden, whammo, it starts to really tighten up. So,
right.
We still got a ways to go here.
Yeah, and of course, that seat would give them a one-seat advantage in the Senate. Right there, because right now it is tied, and there are four seats in play.
That's right. There are four seats in play right now, and so, you know, they're going to have to win up to 51, you know, their 51 seats to get their majority.
Right.
We know there's likely going to be a runoff in Georgia, so mm-hmm. that takes one out of the running right for this morning. But what's happening in Nevada is very exciting at this point.
Yep. Okay, well, I'm sorry to keep going. I didn't mean to bust it on you, but...
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. Well,
up.
See, this is where these things, they really start breaking, and that's, you know, we're trying to bring the very latest, obviously.
Yep.
But that's right. Looking at the governor race, for example, in Oregon, we do have a third-party candidate, and they're garnering over 120,000 votes, so it's not necessarily insignificant. It's about 8.8% of the vote right now, and the one I'm looking at right now tells me it's 73% of expected votes are counted. Was still with Tina Kotek, the Democrat, with 45.9, Christine Drazen at 44.4. So still a close race, but maybe that third party candidate also being a real factor here, Captain.
Yeah, could be. And the other thing is some of these senators that we were told were going to be close races aren't. One of them being Tim Scott in South Carolina. He seemed to be a little bit concerned about his race when he was out running around and all that sort of stuff, but he won handily.
Yeah, 62.2% to 37.7. Yeah, that's a route.
And you notice Ron Johnson too, by the way.
Ron Johnson was staying in his seat as well. That's exactly.
Oh, I've got a question about Alaska. Somebody wants to know about Alaska. Is Murkowski winning?
Well, right now in Alaska, it looks like Alyssa Murkowski has got 42.1% of the vote. 66 of the expected votes are counted. Kelly Tishibaka, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, at 44.8% right now.
So she's ahead.
That's right. That's right. And then Patricia Chesbro, the Democrat, coming in with, get this, 9.7% of the vote. So
just enough to split the vote.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But that's where we stand right now in Alaska.
Okay, well, let's see here. I got another question to ask you here. Somebody's asking me a question. What is it here? Oh, California governor.
Well, that's, of course, Gavin Newsom ran away with that. He defeated a person named Brian Dolly, which most Californians have probably not even heard his name on the news. That's how
I haven't.
That's how far away Gavin Newsom has run with this thing. But still, 58.6% to 41%, with about half of the precincts counted. But still, yes, more than enough to call the race.
Okay, well, again, we have 48 Democratic seats, 48 Republican seats. We have an advantage of 31 in the House of Representatives for the Republicans. We still have, I think we still have some seats to count, don't we, that are still in the game?
I believe so. That's right. I believe still that 69 House seats that are left in play as of right now.
Yeah, what is this, and four? Is it 435 in the House?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got 370. Okay, so we've still got about 60 seats to count.
That's right.
And somebody said they thought the advantage in the House for the Republicans would be about 5 seats. That's not true. I mean, it can't.
We've been hearing that all night. Well, they'll probably have just about that much, but
yeah,
no,
it's the Democrats saying it.
Well, of course, and that's why they're trying to manage, not manage expectations, but manage the damage, I think, trying to get people to have a better view. But overall, Captain, it's still a repudiation of what the Biden administration has been all about. It's interesting that it's not quite as significant as we thought it might be going into this, but it's still, I mean, a win is a win is a win, isn't it?
Yeah. I said 35. For the House, and Mark Walters, when he was on with us earlier, he said 30. So I never did figure out what you said, but that's all right. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope you take advantage of the weather. Get out there and go for a stroll before it all starts raining on you down here in Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, that's a little Rick Derringer rock and roll hoochie coo. And that was done by special request, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yep, yep.
Yep, we won't say who the special requester was. All right.
Never tell.
Never tell. Nope, ain't going to happen. Not on this show. All right, now, let's let you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, you know, we continue to watch, Captain. We see the snow falling. We see the rain falling. And we see the temperatures going down. But if you're in Kingman, Arizona right now, you've definitely got rain. This rain's going to stretch up. It's now it's kind of coming out a little bit of the southern tip of Nevada. But up near St. George, Utah, coming up Interstate 15, going to have a rain mix of some snow and sleet as well. Up to about Richfield, you're going to have some clear sailing until you get up to Provo, up through Salt Lake City, and on up into southern Idaho through Pocatello, Idaho Falls. You've got rain and sleet there. Same story for Boise, Idaho. But the snow starts up, of course, in earnest in western Wyoming near Cody, and also looks like maybe West Yellowstone there. And then on up into Montana through Billings, if you're coming up I-90, through Miles City up towards Glendive, you've got that happening. And then that's going to also drop down into parts of northern Wyoming, again, down I-25, Sheridan, Buffalo, and then out towards Gillette if you're heading out on I-90 there. So you want to be aware of that. We continue, of course, also to see some snow in southern Oregon, which is about in the middle of the state there, and then rain up in parts of northern California right now that's moved off the Interstate 5 near Redding. So you should have some smooth sailing there. But Southern California, we're still seeing some bands go through over Los Angeles and out towards Riverside. So you want to be careful of that. And also, let me see here, one other quick thing we want to tell you about is Donner Pass up on I-80 coming out of Reno. Still got snow up there and very cold.
Boy, oh boy. Well, here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Got a winter storm watch. Except for one little area called Rapid City, South Dakota. They have a winter storm warning. So be advised, right there in the local area, they have a winter storm warning. Oh, my goodness. We got to stop for a second here. Laxalt is within one-tenth of a point of Maestro right now with 66% of the vote in. He's definitely pulling up.
As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing, yeah, with 74%, it looks like Laxalt's got 48.6. Cortez Mastro, 48.5%, Captain.
All right, now we're the other way. Okay. Okay, that's good. Well, and by the way, that's what we're doing, folks. We're letting you know about all these races out west that are now starting to be put together. And this would give the Republicans the one-seat advantage they need in the Senate to be the majority. And then we'll go from there. We'll see if they can get a second one, and that'll give them a two-seat majority. But anyway, let me get back over here. We do have a winter storm watch. Minnesota, northern Minnesota, across 94, going towards the Twin Cities, over towards Duluth, upper peninsula of Michigan. Winter storm watch and warning up there, both coming on down to Kansas. Western part of Kansas, you got a lot of wind, and you got that weather system coming from the west to the east, moving across. You'll probably have some precipitation of some sort in Kansas during the course of the day, and then we do have some fog. Now we've got fog down in Corpus Christi in Texas along the Gulf up towards Houston, and we also have fog in the Metroplex taking us across I-20 over towards Ruskin in Louisiana, up I-30 into Arkansas, up I-35 into Oklahoma. We have unsettled weather in the central part of Indiana down to Kentucky and the central part of Ohio. Down towards West Virginia, the western part of Virginia, down towards West Virginia. And the weather system here, called Nicole, the hurricane, it will be a hurricane today. It's already a well, it is Let's see. Yeah, this is it a hurricane, Kylie? Have we made hurricane status yet with that?
I know that the predictions were that once it starts to actually encounter Florida, it would encounter it as a hurricane at that time.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it's still a tropical storm.
Yeah, I think the winds are at 70. It's got 5 miles to go to get there. But anyway, we do have just the whole state of Florida is inundated with rain and winds from one side to the other. There is a tornado watch down in South Florida, down from Miami over towards Naples and down towards Marathon. The whole Atlantic side is totally inundated as well with gale warnings and hurricane warnings all the way up the shoreline to, let's see here, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, up that far. So that's what we're looking at right now. So be careful, I-95, I-10, I-75. You're going to have some weather if you're going south from Georgia down into, say, Miami or even down towards Fort Lauderdale. So be advised about that. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, our discussion about the pilot and Flying J always brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, correct?
That's right, and you can find out about the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and we'll be talking tomorrow a lot about a hurricane because it's going to be coming this way, and it looks like it is moving in, especially into South Florida right now. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and on the line we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, it might not have been a red wave around the country, but there is no doubt whatsoever that Florida had a red wave.
Correct. And that's it. Where it began, and that's where it stopped.
Well, not so fast, because there's a couple of things that are creeping along here that just suddenly happened. Believe it or not, in Nevada, all of a sudden, guess who's leading in the Senate race? Black Salt.
But how many votes are in? How many precincts are in?
That's 74%.
Yeah,
and he was behind.
Yes, he was
an hour ago by almost 8,000 votes.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the votes are coming from. I was told that this might be Clark County coming in now.
Well, all the precincts are all Every voting district has a piece of Clark County. That's how it's divided.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's weird.
Well,
only Nevada, right?
Well, I mean, that's from a population standpoint.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more with Denise Simon, and we're going to talk some politics. We're going to talk some of these returns. I'm watching the Western returns because that's what's going on right now. There are five seats in play right now in the Senate. Right now, the House of Representatives, Republicans 200, Democrats 168, advantage 32, and the Senate is tied 48-48. I'll be back with more coming right up. Don't go nowhere.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.